Welcome to episode 873 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The prophet Hosea, an evocative figure in the Hebrew Bible, presents a compelling portrait of divine love and forgiveness, set against the backdrop of Israel's infidelity to God. His prophetic ministry, predominantly active during the 8th century BC, coincides with a period of profound political turmoil and social decay within the Kingdom of Israel, particularly under the reigns of kings such as Jeroboam II and his successors. Hosea's life and prophecies are encapsulated in the book that bears his name, offering not only a historical account of Israel's spiritual apostasy, but also a profound allegory of God's enduring love for his people. Hosea, whose name means salvation or he saves, was a native of the northern kingdom of Israel. His prophetic activities are dated around 755 to 725 BC, a timeline that places him contemporaneously with the prophets Isaiah, Amos, and Micah. The socio-political landscape of Hosea's time was marked by rapid shifts in power, where the Assyrian Empire emerged as a formidable force, threatening the stability and autonomy of the smaller states within the Levant, including Israel and Judah. The core of Hosea's ministry revolves around the themes of love, betrayal, and redemption. At God's command, Hosea marries Gomer, a woman described as a wife of whoredom, to symbolize Israel's unfaithfulness to God through idolatry and pagan worship. The narrative of Hosea's troubled marriage serves as a poignant metaphor for the covenant relationship between God and Israel, highlighting the profound grief and yet constant love God has for his people, despite their continual transgressions. Hosea's prophecies are marked by deep lament over Israel's sin and a fervent call to repentance. He vividly portrays the consequences of the nation's idolatry and moral decline, including impending invasion and exile by Assyria, which historically culminated in the fall of Samaria and the end of the Northern Kingdom in 722 BC. Yet, amidst declarations of judgment, Hosea also conveys a message of hope and restoration, promising God's love will ultimately lead to reconciliation and healing. Hosea's theological contributions are profound, emphasizing the depth of God's love and the nature of his relationship with Israel. He introduces the idea of hesed, often translated as loving kindness or steadfast love, to describe God's commitment to his covenant with Israel, despite unfaithfulness. Hosea also explores themes of knowledge of God, spiritual integrity, and the true nature of worship, advocating for a faith that transcends ritual observance to embody a heartfelt commitment to God's will. The legacy of Hosea endures as a testament to the power of redemptive love and the possibility of renewal through repentance. His message, while rooted in a specific historical and cultural context, transcends time to offer enduring insights into God's character and his desires for his people. The book of Hosea remains a vital part of the Christian Old Testament and the Jewish Tanakh, continuing to inspire, challenge, and comfort with its portrayal of divine love in the face of human failure. Finding Jesus in this book involves understanding typology, prophecy, and the overarching narrative of redemption. Hosea's message, though directed at the northern kingdom, transcends its immediate setting to point toward the Messiah, Jesus Christ. This connection is both direct and indirect, manifesting in the themes of love, judgment, and restoration that are central to Hosea's prophecies. Hosea's marriage to Gomer, a woman described as unfaithful, serves as a powerful allegory for God's relationship with Israel and, by extension, Christ's relationship with the church. Just as Hosea loves Gomer despite her adultery, so does Christ love and redeem the church despite its spiritual unfaithfulness. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 5, verses 25 to 27, draws a parallel, urging husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, highlighting the redemptive and sacrificial nature of Jesus' love. Hosea 14, verses 1 to 4, calls for Israel to return to the Lord, promising healing and restoration. This echoes the New Testament message of repentance and reconciliation through Christ. Jesus embodies this call to return in his ministry, particularly in the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15, which illustrates God's readiness to forgive and restore those who turn back to him. Jesus' mission is fundamentally about restoring the broken relationship between humanity and God, a theme that resonates deeply with Hosea's message. Hosea 11:1 states, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son." At first glance, this verse might appear as a simple recounting of Israel's historical exodus from Egypt. Yet, nestled within these words is a profound revelation of God's heart, a love story that spans the ages and reaches its culmination in Jesus. God's relationship with Israel is often depicted as that of a parent to a child. This imagery is deeply personal and emotive, illustrating not just a creator's authority, but a parent's tender love. "When Israel was a child, I loved him," speaks of God's affection that predates any achievement or failure on the part of the people. This love was not earned. It was there from the beginning, unconditional and initiating. The second part of the verse, "And out of Egypt I called my son," reflects God's saving action. Egypt, in this context, symbolizes a place of bondage and suffering, a life enslaved to sin and alienation from God. Yet, God does not abandon his people there. Instead, he calls them out, leading them towards freedom and a promised inheritance. This verse is directly applied to Jesus in Matthew 2, verse 15, which narrates the return of Jesus and his parents from Egypt after fleeing Herod's massacre. Matthew's use of this prophecy from Hosea 11 amplifies the verse's significance, highlighting Jesus as the true Son of God, who embodies Israel's story of redemption and fulfills the deeper significance of the Exodus narrative, not just a physical deliverance from slavery, but a spiritual deliverance from sin. Just as God called Israel out of Egypt, he calls us out of our bondage to sin through Jesus. This verse invites us to reflect on the nature of God's love, a love that initiates, redeems, and calls us into a relationship with him. It's a love that saw our need while we were still children, enslaved by sin, and made a way for our rescue. As we ponder Hosea 11:1, let's embrace the truth that in Jesus, we are called out of our Egypt. No longer slaves, we are now children of God, dearly loved and led into freedom. May this assurance fill us with gratitude and inspire us to live in the light of his love, walking the path he has called us to, a journey from bondage to the glorious liberty of the children of God. Hosea 6, verse 2 says, "After 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, that we may live before him." This verse prophetically echoes the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who rose on the third day, according to the scriptures. The resurrection theme is central to Christian faith, signifying victory over death and the hope of eternal life for believers. Hosea's reference to the third day can be seen as a typological foreshadowing of this pivotal event in Christian salvation history. Throughout Hosea, Israel's unfaithfulness is contrasted with God's steadfast love and mercy. In the New Testament, Jesus is presented as the true Israel, the faithful son who fully obeys and honors God. Where Israel failed, Jesus succeeded, embodying the ideal response to God's love and fulfilling the covenant on behalf of humanity. By living a sinless life, dying on the cross, and rising from the dead, Jesus accomplishes what Israel could not, offering salvation to all who believe in him. In summary, the book of Hosea, with its themes of unfaithful love, judgment, and the promise of restoration, points forward to Jesus Christ in both direct messianic prophecies and through deeper typological connections. Jesus fulfills and transcends Hosea's message, offering the ultimate demonstration of God's love and the final means of restoration for humanity. Father, bless us with wisdom and discernment, that we might navigate the complexities of our own times with the assurance of your sovereign hand guiding us. May we, like Hosea, be instruments of your peace and love, bearing witness to your redemptive work in our world. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.